so they can start. And we're fine with it. There's no rush to get it done. So that's going to get pushed back a little bit. Tentatively to start June 5th for that one. And the other one, we had an update on the Civic Center parking lots. The pre-trial conveyance lot is actually completed. Chicchini had some great weather over the last couple weeks. They were able to get it and get it done. So that parking lot is actually completed.
Awesome. Any questions, supervisors? All right. Now our favorite report of the evening. Do we want to start with the resolution? Well, let's start with the resolution. If you want to go through that for us, please.
Yes. I apologize for being late. It was due to circumstances beyond my control. The first one is the resolution authorizing the highway commissioner to collect just slightly over $3 million from Majestic Midwest Innovation. It's Innovation Center. It's a development on the north or the southwest corner of 104th and K. In the last 5 years, we'll be trying to, the department has been looking for ways in order to synchronize improvements from developments on our highway construction. And so in the past, what we've been doing in the past 3 years or 6 years, we've been trying to see how we could then get the funds for the improvements that is required due to the increase in traffic caused by the development. And we try to get those funds early enough, and then we kind of program the construction of the corridor in a holistic manner. So this is that part of that process. It is not yet refined, so it's so far it's been case by case basis. But as we keep working on them and getting more information, we are planning to have a kind of a standard procedure on how to do it, because if you ask questions now, it might vary from one place, from one situation to the other. So this one is for us to just use it to the main thing is to install a signal at the intersection that will accommodate the traffic for the development that is going to occur at that section of the intersection. And so I'm requesting for authorization to collect the funds.
All right. Is there any questions?
Yeah, just one. Did the city get it resolved on the water retention that they're responsible for that water retention off of this road? Wasn't there some kind of...
We pledge that we're going to look into that. It's going to be part of the stormwater management review process of the entire corridor. It was almost impossible to kind of evaluate all the stormwater management. Not sure what's happening with that, but stormwater management, because you're just focusing on just the intersection, but you have to look at the entire corridor.
Okay. So if I add, Midwest is responsible to manage their own stormwater on their site.
Okay.
So the issue with the location there is there's a lot of different detention basins that collect at that intersection and head through the creek behind some of those homes on 60th Street into a city detention basin. So
are we keeping the flow rate
the flow same? Rate will be the same. Midwest will have to meet the flow rates of the requirements in their stormwater management plan, which are at the city's direction, which will be at or below, depending on what they're going to require them to do. And then we'll take all those flow rates and model them as one intersection.
Okay.
And they're all coming in so that we can eliminate some of those issues that we're having in that section of K.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, other questions, Supervisor Carroll?
Oh, go ahead. So reading through the agreement, just trying to understand this, you know, looking at the cost estimate here, it's basically a bulk of the number is a lump sum amount. So it's hard to get a handle on what if this is a fair number or not, or what does it all include? How do they come up with it? Because the right-of-way acquisition is a pretty small number, 140. Engineering and contract management's 289, and then the rest is all just bumped into $2.5 million. So how do you know, do you have a more detailed breakdown that you have reviewed and you understand, so that you understand it's fair compensation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Correct. I mean, what you explained is exactly what we did. You're very right. So we did a complete design of what the intersection is going to be.
Okay.
And based on the design, we do takeoffs and calculate the quantities, and then the unit prices market correctly, because we can't, I know you could say inflation, but we are taking today's market unit prices. And then what we did, we added 5% contingency just in case.
Okay.
So, yes, for the right of way, small, relative in size, because of what the impact of if we're just installing and a signalized intersection, how much right of way, just at the intersection, so that's why it's small, we're not going further out. You also realize that it also include the price for it, the cost for a trail, because they're going to install a trail along the south part of the property. So yeah, all those things were carefully thought of, and then we came with a price that is reasonable based on our own engineering judgment and design.
Okay, so this was, looks like Pinnacle Engineering Group came up with the estimate, but you validated it independently as well, or you agreed with their numbers?
As a matter of fact, they have completely designed the intersection.
Okay.
So those values were unit prices for takeoffs from those intersections.
Okay.
It's just that we didn't put the entire plan there, we just put the schematic number ahead.
So they designed it.
We reviewed it.
You'll review it and approve it. Who's going to actually do the work?
The county. So the game plan is, do we have to do it now and disturb the traffic twice? And finding out later that we still have to do some modification to connect it to the rest of the corridor. So I don't think it's also a good perception to construct something and in a few years you're modifying it. So what we did was take the design, make sure the design is complete, and this is what you're supposed to do. That's a fair cost, you give us the design. Now we take the design, when we bid out the entire corridor, we're going to take that design and merge it with what the entire corridor is all about. Now, there'll be some modification, possibly, but at least we are all doing it one time, and they're not modifying things after it's been done.
Okay, so our engineer is would it be R.A. Smith?
Possibly, well, again,
come through the state, through the DOT?
Yes, it's not a guarantee, but I personally would prefer them because they've been working in the corridor for so long.
Sure.
But we have to go through, the standard process of selecting a consultant.
It doesn't matter to me who, what the engineer is, but either way, it's going to be our county engineer that's going to take Pinnacle's design and merge it into our overall design.
Right.
And essentially, we're the ones that are taking on the responsibility and the risk based on their design at the time.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have any idea when that's all going to happen, or when we're going to get the funds, and then when's the project going to, would it go out to bid? And
right now, the short answer is no. And the reason being is that we don't yet have funding for that. We've been applying for funding. As soon as the funding becomes available, that will be on the priority list.
Okay.
We are hoping that we'll get some funding probably this year. By the end of this year, we're hoping.
And the funding is coming from?
Well, there are two sources of funding we have applied for. The STP, there's the State Transportation Program funds. And we've also applied for the RACE grant. So we just throw them all out there. Whichever one we got first, that's what we're going to use.
Okay. So if this is give or take $3 million of the overall project, and this is going to pick up where we left off at the west end of the current K project, and then it's going to take it?
128 is
the final. It's taking from 94th core to 128 up.
This one will be the
115, yes, the way we applied, yes. We applied for funding from, there are actually going to be two more phases. We applied for the next phase, which is from 94th Court to 115th Avenue.
And based on the map, 115th Avenue is the former entrance of the dog park.
Correct.
Okay.
And then that goes to what, the frontage road?
That goes to 100. Well,
the
other side of
the third phase goes all the way to 100, and then it goes to 120. Okay.
Okay. So this would be part of that overall project. You're applying for the funding now. Is what's the funding that the county that you're expecting from the county for this project?
You mean for the phase two?
Yeah.
Phase two, if my memory, I don't know upstate, there are too many numbers in my head, but I think if I remember very well, phase two is around between 8 to 10 million total for cost project.
Okay, 8 to 10 million, we'll just go with that. And it's not, I'm just trying to make sure that I understand the big picture here. That includes the 3 million?
Correct.
Okay. So then we'll just call it 10 million. So then there's another remaining 7 million. You've gone out for a couple of grants from a couple of places. If we're successful on that, then the county would be responsible for the either the match for the grant, if there is any,
which
or
is
any additional.
20%. Okay.
And then plus any additional.
Correct.
So, in all reality, probably in the $5 million range or something like that? Is that what it's going to cost us, about half the job? Or?
No, if it's $10 million, it's going to be $2 million. It's going to cost the county $2 million.
Okay. If we get the grant.
If we get the grant for the funding.
Okay. Okay. Generally understanding it.
Yeah.
So when are we going to get the money from the developer?
Well, but we have the resolution also included in this resolution is a memo of ordinance.
I saw that.
Yes. That it tells you, one of the clauses there says that after 30 days when it's executed, they will pay within 30 days. As a matter of fact, they are anxious to pay.
Okay.
They've been asking me what's the update, and it's so surprising that they're asking me what's going on, and they hope that everything is working well.
Okay.
Which is a good sign.
So from our perspective, we need to, if we approve this agreement tonight, it's going to go to the county board, then it's going to go to them. Have they reviewed and agreed to the memorandum of understanding?
Correct. Okay. They reviewed it, and Corporation Council reviewed it, Shelley reviewed it as well.
Okay.
And they asked a lot of questions. That's why I'm talking about it so intelligently, because Shelley has asked all those questions.
Okay.
So Hartley
and Gutrumson are representing Majestic, which is LLC from the Potawatomi.
Okay. So potentially it sounds like later this year, third quarter, maybe fourth quarter this year, by the time we get all the process here, eventually.
For now, we are waiting for the determination for the race grant. They've not sent out solicitations for the STP's funding program yet. So, it's going to come anytime now. I'm not sure. Right?
But likely, we're going to get a check from Majestic sometime the second half of this year.
I'm guessing by the end of next month.
Is that right, Todd? Are we going to get that right away?
In 30 days of executing the agreement, yeah. So I work with Zilber Property Group. We've kind of partnered with the Potawatomi on some aspects of this development. So I'm just here to pay attention, answer questions.
I'm curious.
So you're here for Majestic?
I'm not really a representative of Majestic. I work for Zilber Property Group, but we have been their development partner on some aspects of this development.
You weren't here when we went around. So
okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I thought there was a twin that I had.
So everything I explained, is it in line with what you
my understanding, correct, yes.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. If the, thinking ahead, and just wanted to make sure that I fully understand before approving. If we get the check from Majestic, we do the improvements, say in 2024 or whenever it ends up being in the next 2 years, just for whatever reason, the development never happens. Is there any issue at all on our part? Once we get the money, we've got the money, there's no liability, so we can move forward, we have confidence we're moving forward, or?
Correct.
Okay.
So we are all assuming some risks. One of the risks the county is assuming is that if for some reason the inflation goes 50%, I can't go back to them and say, okay, now the inflation is 50%, we need to readjust it. So we are taking that risk. The other risk they are taking is Well, if they take it and then they have problem with their development, they've already committed some significant amount of money. But I'm very confident the development is going to go through, because I think they've overcome all the, I think you are best to explain, I think they've settled with, they've had all their permits, if I'm right, from the city, because that was one of the holdups. They were not sure about getting permits, so they said, well, should they get the permits before they would commit on paying? So, and then as soon as they got all the permits, then they called me and they asked me, what am I waiting for? So, and then I said to move ahead with it.
Okay. So again, yes, it sounds like everything's moving forward. If we get the, if we sign the memorandum of understanding, they would as well, and then we would get the check, and then after that, we can go do our improvements, which meets their plans that they gave to us,
right,
for the value that they gave to us. But we've got the open market risk as to what the actual end value ends up being.
Sure.
And then it would get built, and in theory, simultaneously with their development.
That's their hope. And right, that is one of the reasons why it's done this way. They can't wait for our own time, because it's stated in the MOU that the county is going to construct it when it's cost effective for the county. Now, if they want to construct their building, while the county says, okay, we're looking for these funds, now if the funds keeps delaying, they wouldn't want to delay their development. So we are hoping that by the time the development is fully built, they would have been able to construct that section of K, and then everything will be in place. However, they do understand that the county will only construct it when it's cost effective for the county. And the only reason for being that is when we have funding to do the entire construction, and that's by applying for these grants that we've been applying for.
Applying for the grants plus funding from, plus in-house funding or whatever.
Yeah. Correct.
However we,
correct,
if it's bonding or whatever else, but that's why you want to get the funding for it. So, okay. And we had gotten that the grant before for the first phase, or was it phase two of Highway K, one that we just finished up?
Yes, we got funding from STP funding, and we're applying again for STP funding. We're waiting for the solicitations to be sent out. We apply only when we receive the solicitations.
Okay.
All right.
I think that answers my questions for now.
All right, sounds good. Supervisor Boss.
With regard to the STP, the state transportation, have we talked to the other municipalities to make sure they're not going for the same funding? So that, have we worked that out?
So, no, so we can't prevent them from going to the same funding.
But have you had conversations?
Correct.
Okay.
We had a conversation, but have we come to an agreement? I would say no.
Okay. Because there's the risk of Pleasant Prairie going for those same funds that we need for this project, as well as the city, and so that everybody understands how the STP works. So
we've been having some discussions behind the scenes with the city.
Okay. Let me know where I can help.
Okay. We've been having a discussion with the city. I think we are in a good place. It's just that the city wants some clarifications, and they want to them, they think what they are requesting for is fairness, and that we think we are fair. So, but we need to convince them a little bit more that it's fair. So, yes, we'll go through that process. I don't think it will be an issue. And also, the other advantage that too is the city.
No, it's an election year next year.
Okay, yeah.
So let's keep our eye on that.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions or comments? Supervisor Thomas.
Shelley, you might be able to answer this as well, based on your previous life. So it seems like a lot of this benefit is going to benefit that industrial park that's just to the north of K as well, right? Isn't that industrial park in a TIF right now? Well, anything that's built in Kenosha with a building, you would know as well, probably time.
Which is north? Where are you talking
north,
about?
North of K.
Between K and
the business park.
Yeah, 158. Oh, that big industrial park across from the airport.
Second H.
I believe that's all in a TIF, along with
second
a lot
H
of other
to
things.
Second H to 104th between 52nd and 60th. Okay.
Yeah, isn't everything where Heartland is and where the dog track?
And that is
That is not in the business park of Kenosha.
So isn't that in that TIF, that bigger?
I don't know.
Well, the TIF is here, and you have a big radius around it.
I don't know if that one is.
I don't think it exists anymore.
What, the TIF?
Those are 20-year.
Oh, no, TIFs in Kenosha go up to 40 years plus.
I know, but they...
Unfortunately. Oh, the reason I'm asking is that it seems like the city would have some benefit to us going, because the city limits go all the way out to MB. Right, and it seems like if we could leverage something. I don't know if the city and the county work together on any kind of mutual things that benefit both.
There's an intergovernmental agreement between the city and the county that was finalized in early 2022. Part of that intergovernmental agreement was talking about K, and there were years identified in there in which the city wouldn't go after grants at the same time that the county was.
Okay.
It's in the off years that they could go after funds with us, per se. So it depends on which year that falls in, whether the county would have competition. Now, Supervisor Belsky mentioned Pleasant Prairie. Well, they're not part of that intergovernmental agreement, so they could apply at any time.
Yeah.
And you'd have to share funds with, it's based on the state, working together within the county to share the funds that are assigned to the county. So that throws a different differential in there. And
well, I guess that was my biggest question.
Yes,
is there a way to work with the city, because that's creates another corridor for them out to MB, which would be the main drag.
Right. And K is a benefit to both the city, Summers, and the county.
Yeah.
So they're all about that same, the section of phasing from phase three to phase one.
Yeah.
So, yes, you are.
Okay.
County's right. Doing exactly curious. what you're mentioning.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Supervisor Stocker.
So I think I heard you say there's going to be a some type of track or something along on the south side of 60th or K?
No, on the north side of K.
Okay, on the left side.
Abutting the property. So it was, as we're constructing County Town Highway K, we are also constructing it with a trail.
Okay.
So the trail is running on the north side.
Okay.
So as part of this agreement, we requested that they should install, they should pay for the cost of installing the trail.
But my concern, if it was on the south side, how that swamp there on the corner would handle that. So since we're not going there, we're okay.
All right.
Let me just say, we might go down there too, because the city will be talking with the city. The city might require sidewalk.
Okay.
We don't finalize on that, but if that,
that's gonna
if signal that
with it being a swamp, it seems like it may not hold very well.
A bridge.
All right, sounds good. Anything else? All right, is there a motion to? Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to kind of make sure I understood. So, for this private development or for the project, then to redevelop the intersection. They were receiving, the county is receiving money from the company, and then with that money and money from the county as well, they're going to redevelop the intersection?
No, so the funds that we're getting from the developer is only to improve the intersection. However, on the east side of the intersection and the west side of the intersection, we still have to reconstruct the highway. So the money that is coming from the developer is we'll reconstruct and signalize that intersection. The funding that we're going after, the STP and the race grant, is to construct those sections of the highway that is not within the intersection and that is not covered by the funding from the developer.
It's about a mile going east and west of the intersection.
Okay. And then that trail is part of that road. Does that trail connect to any other existing trails, or is it kind of just by itself?
Well, it's going to be connected to a trail on the east side, but it's another way of keep extending the trail to go west, as far west as we can get it.
It's part of a comprehensive plan that we have, and I'll make sure you guys get a copy of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Because right now the trail starts at Indian Trail High School, and that will continue basically all the way out to 94 by the end of, or further.
And 128.
Okay.
Yeah, because I guess my only, I should say concern, but just that, idea that it kind of like, I like the idea of building trails, but when you have them not connecting to each other, they become kind of pointless.
Please.
And so I just agree they connect to
the
bigger, greater networks that are successful.
Yes. We try as much as possible to make sure we are adding to trails, not to build standalone trails.
So really, we're just making a maze out there. So if you go down the road.
All right, thank you. Another thing Clements had shared with us in the past is as new companies and developers are coming into, when they build a new building, they are including that as part of it anyway. So it's it may be a little scattered, but eventually they're going to come.
I'll make
a motion to approve.
All right, is there a second? All right, Supervisor Thomas motions. Supervisor Belsky second. Any further discussion? All right, Youth and Governance, how do you vote on this resolution? All right. All the other supervisors?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Resolution passes. Make sure you sign that before you take off. And now we move on to golf. Oh, I'm sorry. No, my bad. Your race. Do you have any additions, changes, or call outs to your report?
The report is correct. The only thing I want to bring to all of to the committee's attention is that County Trunk Highway EM is progressing well, but we do have some critical challenges which might delay the project. The project might not be completed on time. We're still working hard to rectify that, but I really want to bring that here up front where we're all aware before when we start struggling with it. It's not like, oh, what happened? And it's partly due to the initial cost, the cost of delay was the castings, the lead time for the castings are just so crazy. We're still waiting for the castings, for some of them, not all. And then the other issue that we are facing right now, which I want to bring to our attention, is the fact that the Wheat Energy's work is really slow. And one of the reasons why it's slow is because they have to contact the person that they are disconnecting the service in order to install the new service. So because of that, the process is slow and it's slowing down the manual work. So at some point, again, we are doing our best to minimize the impact to the place. And so I think that's the only thing I would like to add to the report, that County Trunk Highway N is kind of struggling with the schedule.
Okay. Any other questions for supervisors?
I would just say, Clement, just make sure you communicate that with the village and the community and the people that affects the most. I understand it's a moving target. You let me know about that a long time ago, about the castings. The utility companies, it's obvious when you drive down there that they still got a lot of work that they're working on and that they're kind of in the way, so or have been. So understand a pull. But I think we just have to make sure that we communicate it properly at the right time.
Yeah, I agree.
There's going to be an influx next weekend, so this weekend and the next weekend is when everybody starts coming up. So, thank you.
Any other supervisors?
Thanks.
All right, thank you very much. All right. All right, now this is all set.
Golf, nothing more to report than the report. The advertising for a golf director closed Friday, and the assistant golf pro clubhouse manager closed today. So we are moving forward in golf.
All right, sounds good. Any questions from the supervisors? All right. Well, thank you for that, and on to your department review.
Sure. Moving into public work. So, took a look at the golf director. We had 19 applications that were submitted on Friday. We were having a little bit of issues with Dayforce today, so it wouldn't allow me to review most of them. hoping that gets fixed by tomorrow. And then earlier today, there were 6 assistant applications that were in, but I wasn't able to open any of those today either. So hopefully by tomorrow, we'll have Dayforce up and running. I sent out late last week, I sent out the updated countywide construction map. I think we have, that map will be kind of finalized. I think we got everybody that was going to report roadway projects, so they've all been very thankful for that. They said it has been very helpful for their communities as well, so I'm going to start trying to continue with that each and every year.
Hopefully they'll be able to get more roads to us early on, so we kind of have that plan out. Human services, we did a bid opening mid-April. The Bayer Development has decided to do it by division, bids by divisions. We're not able to get all of the divisions during the first bid opening, so they re-advertised it and opened those divisions on Friday. I haven't got an update if they were able to get all of the division bids, but I should have an update to you in a couple weeks of where the shell and the site improvements are at. We are continuing to work on the interior design plans. We just got 90% specs for MEP. We're still waiting on the finalization of those plans for MEP, mechanics, electric, and plumbing. But we do have the specs that we're reviewing right now. The last one is we are starting our budget discussions over the next week or so. Our finance team will be meeting with each and every one of the directors, and I will be joining all of that I can attend to learn the process, as this will be my first start to end for the budget. And then hazardous waste and diaper drop-off, we had it this last weekend. I don't know if Jim got the official tallies.
Number of people?
Yes.
There was 816 cars came through.
That's awesome.
I came through in the morning, and it was backed up past Highway
What time did you come through? What time did you line up?
I was through at like 7:45 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did see that. I was concerned. I'm like, holy cow. But then I saw the message board and I'm like, good job, guys.
We did realize that I stayed till about 9.
The line was gone at 9:23. There was no cars in line.
Yeah.
So I told my husband if he needs to go later.
We didn't open until 8 and everybody was getting there a little early or something like that.
The first cars were out there at about 5 minutes to 7.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we heard a lot of good feedback from the day on how it's laid out and how easy it was to maneuver through. So thanks to Jim and Andy for their last year.
For it. Group effort, it's works now.
Yes.
Thanks to Highways and Facilities.
How often do we do this?
Yep. Once a year.
Once a year?
Okay.
Yep. So I think it was a good event and just wanted to touch base on that. So that's all I have.
Awesome. All right. Thank you. Any other questions from supervisors? Other matters that may appropriately be brought before the committee, we were supposed to have tonight's meeting at Pringle, but we were able to reschedule that because Supervisor Nordigan wasn't able to make it tonight. So next month,
there's no Armenian dessert tonight.
Yes. I remember that from last year.
Yeah. I've been dieting all day.
Yeah. I didn't eat at all today. So our next meeting will be at the Pringle Nature Center at 6:30, and then open house from 5:30 to 6:30, and we'll do the test run of the chair, hopefully, correct?
Correct.
Awesome.
And I'm making dessert.
Sweet. So come hungry.
Yeah.
Bring your Tupperwares.
Yeah.
All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
You the governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
All right, everyone else? Aye. Any opposed? Anybody have a stake? No? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.